Can you describe your informing?
Oh, well, when we bought it, it had been a private home, and the person we bought it from was an antique dealer. So the first floor pretty much were rooms that had antiques in it. We had no central heating, and we did convert right away. It was hot air, so the heat went up through registers to the second floor. Some of the rooms didn't have registers, and so we had kerosene heaters. And in the morning, when we'd knock to wake people up, we'd put a lighted kerosene heater in the room to warm them up before they started. We had two dorms, a men's dorm and a women's dorm, and then we had two single rooms and four double rooms and three bathrooms to serve those in the hall. Everybody had to go. It was a very, I wonder now why anybody ever stayed there, but that was what all the accommodations were like in those days. The fancy place was the lodge at Smuggler's Notch, and George Morrell was the man who ran that. And then shortly after we came, Nick Mara came, and he opened what is now the Golden Eagle. And he had been a representative from to the UN and was caught here when the Second World War started and came up to Stowe and started a place. So, and then the Stroms came, and they were the fancier places in town. I remember Mrs. Strom charged $8 for breakfast and dinner. And she said, but we charge more than you because we serve wine with dinner. Our tables were communal. They were not separate. They set 20 people. And if we had 24, our kitchen table became the place where those extra guests sat. And I discovered that they thought an invitation to eat in the kitchen was very, very special. Someone said to me once, I've been coming here for years and you've never invited me to eat in the kitchen. So we couldn't have very many sins with regard to food in the kitchen when people were sitting there watching us serve up all around them.
And that was your family kitchen as well.
Yeah.